Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's the Morning Mess. Time for another one. Staycation setup time. Can we all say good morning to Julie?
Morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay. You know, quarantine, wearing Lysol like sunscreen. We here, man. How are you feeling, love? I could create a country song with that, seriously.
Yes.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm doing okay. I feel like I could be doing better. That's why I'm calling. So I've been with this guy, Aaron, for like 6 months now. And like, things actually, they're going pretty well. Because I think the funny thing about quarantine is like, it kind of brings you together in a weird way. You know what I mean? Like, it accelerates relationships.
If you guys quarantine together, I totally get that.
Yeah, we quarantine together. Exactly. And so like, so we was always over and like, he's staying with me and stuff like that. And things were going really well. But you know how like, since they've lifted some of the stay at home order and stuff, like he didn't want to spend the night anymore. And
oh.
I was like, well, maybe he just wants like his own space, right? Like his
right.
own freedom, which is fine. And so, but then the other night, like I texted him, I was like, hey, like I miss you. Like, do you want to come over and stuff? And he said, he's like, oh no, I'm already like dozing off. And it was like 9 p.m. I was like, okay, that's really weird. It's like very early to go to sleep. And so the thing is, like, he doesn't know is that, like, I'm one of his friends, like, close friends on Instagram. You know how you can do, like, the close friend story where it's, like, the green circle?
Uh-huh.
You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah. So
yeah.
Basically, it's that you can select who can see the story, and it's usually, like, I have it, too, and it's only, like, 10 people that can actually see that side of it. So it can be usually very revealing.
Exactly. And so, like, I'm friends, like, I'm one of his friend Eric. Like, I'm his close friend, like, whatever, the close friend, the green circle.
Okay.
So, like, but Aaron doesn't know this, right? So, like, the other day, his friend posts something. This is the same night when I was like, hey, come over. He's like, oh, I'm falling asleep. And the other day, he, like, posted something Eric did. And then they were at a bar together, him and Aaron, and they're, like, all these girls in, like, every story. And then there was, like, this one girl that was, like, next to my boyfriend in every story. And I was like, okay, that's, like, really weird.
Did you confront him about it?
Yeah. I was like, hey, so, like, where were you? He's like, oh, I just stepped out for a little bit, you know. He's like, I just didn't want to tell you because I thought you were going to be all judgy and be like, oh, you should be wearing masks or whatever. But I didn't ask him about the girl.
You didn't ask him about the girl?
No, I didn't ask, but I want to know, but I just kind of didn't want to ask.
What?
Because I don't want to seem like I'm, like, too needy or, like, you know, like, I don't know, suspecting him of, like, cheating if he's not, or I don't know.
Girl, it's a global pandemic happening right now. You have every right to ask that question, but I'll respect the fact that you didn't.
If you guys can kind of help me find out, you know, I don't know. Is this something or is it not something, you know? Like, who is this chick?
Right. Did you do any investigative work and find out her name or anything?
No, I couldn't. No one tagged her or anything. And I was, like, trying to look on Eric.
Well, hopefully your man didn't tag her.
Ew.
Has he ever cheated on the relationship before that you know of?
No. Not that I know of, no.
Does he spell Aaron with one A or two A's?
Two A's.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Why do you ask that?
Well, yeah. I don't want to say it, but...
Do you not want to say it?
Well, if you know, you spell it with one A, you're fine. Two A's, could be a cheater. Aaron's a cheater's name. All right, I'm just going to put that out there. What we're going to do is a staycation setup. We're going to call your man Aaron up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask him what question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Julie. If he doesn't, then obviously this might be that girl at that bar or... who knows how many girls he's been cheating with, but the show is yours if he is saying someone else's name, okay?
Okay.
We're going to see what he's been doing with his freedom, so we're going to find out with you, girl, with that staycation setup. It's up next with the Morning Mess.
Okay, we're back at it. Staycation set up with the morning mess. We spoke to Julie, and she let us know her concerns of her man cheating in the relationship after Instagram snitched. One of their mutual friends had posted up on an IG story. Basically, she saw her man maybe getting too friendly with another girl behind in the video, or the girl getting too friendly with him. So, Miss Julie, you there?
Still here, yep.
Do you have any idea who this girl was?
I don't know who she is, but I think she's friends with Eric, who's my boyfriend's friend. But I don't know. I've never seen her before, and, like, no one tagged her in the story.
All right. And that was one instance. Was there anything else in the relationship? Are things different in the bedroom? Is he making you wear a different color wig? Is there anything weird going on?
No, I mean, everything was good. Like I said, I feel like quarantine actually brought us closer. That's why I was like, what? Like, what's he doing at a bar, you know?
Right, and even if he was planning to do that, which that in itself is one thing, but he lied to you about it, so who knows what else he's lying to you about.
Yeah, exactly, because he said he was going to sleep already, and he didn't, he went out.
You know what we got to do, right, Julie?
Yeah.
We got to find out if you're out there trying to risk it get this other biscuit.
Here we go.
We got to do the staycation setup, man. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Anish going to play the front desk clerk, going to ask that one important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
If he doesn't say your name, Julie, we're all ready to leave him, okay?
Okay.
Well, I don't know him, but I don't like him already. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Aaron?
Yes, this is Aaron. Who is this?
Aaron, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You have been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. So we're putting you up on our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. And I was calling to see if we could confirm your details and also to congratulate you on being a grand prize winner.
Okay. What does this all entail again?
I mean, it's really simple. The weekend stay is just you come in on Friday and then you check out on Sunday. So you get two nights with us and we can schedule you out for some time in the near future if that works for you.
So what was the hotel again?
This is the Aurora Hotel. We're located in the North Scottsdale region. We just opened up, so we were hoping to give you this weekend stay in exchange for a review of your experience online so you could build our presence that way. And also, we wanted to assure you that there are no deposits, fees, or taxes with this weekend stay. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, especially to show somebody special in your life how much you appreciate them.
Yeah, sure. Okay, if I don't have to put anything down or anything, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and get started with your reservation, Aaron. I've got a few questions I need answered. My first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we start off by leaving a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to see if you had a special message in mind that you'd like to leave for your guest, and I can write that down when you're ready.
Yeah, okay. Put down, hey, pretty girl.
Okay, I have that down. Now, my next question for you, Aaron, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Sure. It's going to be Ellie.
Who the f*** is Ellie?
What?
Spencer.
Julie?
Yeah,
yes,
so...
your girlfriend.
Spencer, we do legally have to let you know that you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess.
You hooked up with that girl from the bar.
I was drunk.
It's not an excuse.
You were drunk?
I'm an idiot.
You are a f***ing idiot. We've been six months together. We quarantined together. Like, what kind of f*** is this?
She doesn't mean anything to me. I love you. I don't love her.
This is love. This is love. I don't want it. I don't want your love. I'm taking up your ass.
Oh,
wait a minute.
No.
Anish, you gotta get cheated on.
I did the wrong thing. I don't know why I did it. But I want you. I don't want her.
I don't want you. You know why?
Please don't do this. Please don't do this.
You did this. She ain't doing it.
I need a chance. Make it up.
All right. How are you going to make this up, Aaron? I want you to beg. I want you to grovel.
I mean, whatever it takes.
What are you going to do to make this up to Julie?
I won't go out. how not go to the bars unless she's by my side.
Julie, is there anything you ever wanted Aaron to do? Did you ever want him, like, to get nipple piercings, your name tattooed on his what? Neck?
Or you could just go to counseling, because we offer that for the free.
No. Counseling at this point. Like, there's no counseling. Like, okay. I want to do that, and then I'm going to break up with you. So that's what's going to happen.
All right. Well, that was very specific. All right, Aaron, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to work out.
No, it's not going to work out. But, you know, like, I'm glad at least you called, and, like, now I know, you know?
Now you know. Yeah, now we know. Now everyone knows. Yeah. You like tacos?
So, do I like what? Cocktails?
Yeah. You know what they say.
What?
Cocktails before what? Vatos. I mean. Do you know what a vato is?
No.
Vato is a slang term. It's just a man. So some cocktails before for men. Or do you prefer cocktails or tacos?
Cocktails.
Okay. Uh-oh. Cocktails before vatos. Say it with me.
Cocktails before vatos.
There you go. How do you go, Jolie? Go out there. Make sure it's dark liquor.
Oh,
you got it.
All right.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.